Spokeswoman Donna Gilson says the $470 million figure was pulled together using FEMA numbers and estimates from many of the 30 counties that the governor put under a state of emergency 2 weeks ago. Gilson says so far most of the damage was to homes, followed by crops, infrastructure and other public property, and to businesses. But Gilson says it will be quite a while before the real economic cost is known.
There's just a whole lot of damage that has not been assessed yet. There's a lot of stuff that's still underwater that no one can look at, and we haven't been able to look at roads that were underwater to see just how much damage there is to them.
Gilson says crop damage may not be known until after harvest season this fall. FEMA inspectors have been in Wisconsin for about a week and are continuing to survey damages suffered by counties. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.